And welcome to this Wednesday, September 11th edition of Between the Lines. Americans are commemorating 9/11 with mournful ceremonies, volunteering appeals to never forget, and rising attention to the terror attacks' extended toll on responders. We'll get reaction from Congressman Glenn Grothman. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. An Appleton man has been arrested in connection with a high-speed chase in Fond du Lac County last week. We'll get the latest from Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Captain Bill Totick a little bit later on in the program. Waupun police continuing their investigation into the death of an elderly Mayville woman at a Waupun home. Her grandson is in the Fond du Lac County jail, charged with threatening a law enforcement officer and resisting arrest, but has yet to be charged in connection with his grandmother's death. Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Roche will give us an update on the final segment of the program. The Fond du Lac County public health officer is urging people to stop vaping. As of last Friday, over 450 possible cases of lung illnesses associated with the use of e-cigarette products have been reported to the CDC from 33 states. And now, as you just heard on CBS News, six deaths have been confirmed in a number of states, including neighboring Minnesota. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller will join us on the next segment of the program. The Fond du Lac School Board will met in a workshop session earlier this week to discuss the possibility of installing artificial turf at Fond du Lac High School or Fruth Field. Remember, a few years ago, this issue was raised. The Fond du Lac School Board said no, that Fruth Field was not an appropriate location for artificial turf given its history of flooding. Everybody knows what happened this past March. Athletic Director David Mikulcavich was there in support of installing artificial turf somewhere, whether it's Fruth Field or Fond du Lac High School. He says there are a number of supporters, business people who are willing to step up and help fund artificial turf and also an enclosed physical education building on the Fond du Lac High School campus. So how much would this cost? How much would the Fond du Lac School District taxpayers be asked to pay? Joining us on the first segment of the show, Fond du Lac School Board President Linda Uselman. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. I guess the first question is, What was your initial reaction? You were on the board when this issue first came up a few years ago about installing artificial turf at Fruth Field. And I think everybody, I don't know how many times Fruth Field has flooded since then. We know it flooded this past spring. And you heard from experts who said that that's dirty water and the field would probably have to be replaced. So you're thankful you didn't install artificial turf at that point. What are your thoughts on this proposal?
Yeah, I think when we visited this the last time, we had a couple of major concerns. One was the geography of Fruth Field, which I think has not changed. So I think we're going to have a lot of support for putting artificial turf in a place where it could be damaged so easily. I know there was some talk about mitigating the river forces and things like that, but I don't know that we were obviously convinced that that was going to be sufficient to protect the area. The second issue that came up was the cost. And this has been coming up too on social media as this has been getting out into the community that people are still concerned that the upgrades to Fruth Field were supposed to have been paid for by donations and really never were. We ended up absorbing that cost back into the budget a couple years ago. I think we finally voted to kind of give up on that. And just so it did end up costing the taxpayers some money. And I would rather not see that happen again without the board actually making an upfront commitment to funds. And then what we need to do before we can do that is be really honest about what the costs are going to be to our budget, to the taxpayers. And then we need to figure out where the community sits on this, because we represent the taxpayers in the community. So,
yeah, it would seem just from the outside, a natural reaction to say, wow, that was a lot of money. Let's say that the decision was made to put turf at Fond du Lac High School, and that's where they're going to play their football games from going forward. The natural reaction would be, that was an awful lot of money to invest in a field that isn't used anymore.
I agree. It's unfortunate that outlay happened at a place that is becoming unsustainable, honestly. I think that, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out how to use, I mean, we could still use the facility for various things, and maybe the turf coexists with fruit. I don't know what ends up happening here. I don't know if the turf is even going to be going forward. So it's hard to say at this point what to do, but I don't know that we can justify, even if we love the facade at Fruit Field, putting more money into something that would be damaged in the end and wouldn't really end up being a good investment for the community. So we have to think carefully about that. I know we have historical value at Fruit Field. We also have a whole new generation of students who have been out at the high school. We've made graduating classes that were, you know, right now they're born about the time that high school was built. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on there, a lot of changes in the community, and maybe it's time to look at how things fit with our current situation. So.
Yeah, and let's remember this. Fruit Field, as it is right now, with natural grass, is just fine for football. There's nothing wrong with it.
There are some games that can't be played due to conditions and weather and the wear and tear. So I think that's part of the reason why this came up in the first place a few years ago, is they were hoping to find a sturdier surface. It's working for the most part right now. We have had to move, I guess, a few games, and Mr. Michalkiewicz was helping us understand that. And that's another aspect of this that we really have more questions than answers right now. We need to figure out, what are the costs as things stand right now? Is the investment worth it? What are going to be the costs going forward with this surface and its maintenance and possible replacements and upgrades and all those kinds of things? And we really don't have a clear picture of anything at this point. So right now it's just more questions than answers, like I said. And we're hoping too that the community will start to weigh in on how they're feeling about, you know, Fruth and or the high school and or turf and any of these issues. So
I'm trying to think of the last time a football game was canceled because of the wet weather.
I think we played two football games last year, was the data that we got. I think we had to move something to Lamira because of issues with the field. And I was going to say Mr. Michalkiewicz could probably fill you in on more detail there. But yeah, my understanding is that, yes, we have had games moved and canceled.
Not the high school football games.
Possibly not. Yeah, no. That's like I said, that's not as clear as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, the thought here is that there are some people in the community who would be willing to put up money, but it sounds to me that they are asking the school district taxpayers to fund most of the cost.
And like I said, we'd have to get a full estimate of what this is going to run and compare that to what the, you know, donation potential is. And I do agree that I think we're being asked to commit funds to this. And so I think we need to be very careful, like I said, about how the community feels about this. Just coming off the referendum too, there's actually some confusion I'm seeing where the community is not sure whether referendum funds are going to be used for this. And that's absolutely not the case. Referendum funds will only be used for the upgrades to the schools that were discussed in the community forums and with the community ahead of time. So just to clear that up, I wanted to be
right.
Sure to do that.
If so. Artificial, let's say the cost of artificial turf and a new indoor building, I mean, we're talking multi-millions of dollars, whether that's $3 million or $5 million or $6 million. I mean, it's several millions of dollars. Would that be something that the school district could go ahead and fund, or would you be required to put something like that up for referendum if it would be that much?
That's a good question. I don't know. at this point, if we have that much put aside, I don't think we do, honestly. I would have to talk with our financial director to be sure. But one of the things that we want to think about, too, is sometimes an investment pays off down the road. If that's the case here, then sometimes you can put money forward and then get your money back later. Like I said, we just really have more questions than answers at this point. And costs are just one part of it, too. We've got, you know, questions about how it affects the athletes, about the usability and heat, about, you know, the environmental impacts of both fertilized turf, fertilized natural grass, and then also turf. So, you know, we've got different things going on, lots of different aspects to consider. So this is going to be kind of a long road to figure out all the details and make a decision here.
The other question that was raised at the workshop session is why the athletic director brought this up when he spoke at the school board meeting talking about sports in general. Should this have been noticed before the board meeting so the public
possibly was
aware?
Yeah, possibly. I think that as part of his fall sports report, he perhaps felt that it was part of his duty or job to you know, bring this forward and advocate for it. And I'm not sure whether he was advised or not to do that ahead of time. So, yeah, I agree that that probably should have been something that was actually put on the agenda so the public would know that it was coming.
I guess just I'll get you out on this. Right now, just kind of in a nutshell, whatever the amount might be, what's going through your mind right now? Like you said, you just asked the public for $90 million in a referendum, yep. And now you're getting this mm-hmm. thrown at you.
Right. Yeah, I think one of the things that the biggest issue for me is how is the community going to weigh in? I would really like to hear more from lots of different corners of the community about how people feel about this. And I'm watching social media; it's been put out there by a couple of us, and it's on some of the contribution sites. I know that doesn't represent the entire community, though, so I'm hoping that we will get more input via email or phone or people coming to the meetings and speaking about what they think about this investment and how the, you know, that might be a difference in how we do football games if we do end up investing in the high school area versus Fruth Field, or, you know, what goes on there. We have to make some decisions about that. And the athletic department, too, has to, you know, figure out where their alumni, where their players, where their coaches all will benefit the most for however what they want to propose. So that's where we're at right now. Like I said, lots of research, lots of questions going on right now. So we're in the very early stages of looking at this.
More discussion to come. All right.
Definitely.
Fond du Lac School Board President Linda Uselman. Linda, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
All right. Thank you.